Support for this podcast comes from the UTSA Institute of Texan Cultures, telling stories of Texas history and heritage from diverse cultures that define the state's unique character for over 50 years. Details at texancultures.utsa.edu.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Bexar County Democrats are being asked to elect a party chairperson. Monica Alcantara is the incumbent. Grace Rose Gonzalez is the challenger. We'll be hearing from both candidates this afternoon about their history and views regarding Democratic values. Election day is July 14th. Early voting begins on June 29th. Our objective on The Source is to have a fair forum and a civil discussion. We will not allow personal attacks, and the candidates are asked not to characterize their opponent, and if they do, they will lose the balance of their answer time, and the opponent is given a 30-second opportunity to respond. We will start the forum with two-minute opening statements, then we'll go to questions. We'll alternate who goes first, 2 minutes for each answer, and then we will have a one-minute closing each for closing statements. And I will be keeping time, and when the time is up, I will be ringing this bell. And we welcome listener questions. We ask that the questions be direct and to the point. No personal attacks. The questions need to be open so that there's something for both candidates to answer. Their number to call in for your questions is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Now we're going to get started. Monica Alcantara is the incumbent. She won the most votes on Super Tuesday primary day. So we're going to go first with opening statements with Monica. And Monica, the clock is running and you have 2 minutes.
Great. Well, first I want to say thank you, David, for inviting me back onto your show. It's great to be back here again. And since being elected in 2018, I've worked consistently to improve and grow the party. Under my leadership, I led the successful coordinated campaign of 2018 that won 51 out of 51 countywide races. I've also modernized the party's administration practices, such as having applications and verifications of precinct chairs online. But most importantly, under my leadership, I have restored trust in our party's financial responsibilities. Our accounting is 100% transparent, and our financial health is strong. I have been able to reduce the overhead of over thousands, while at the same time securing a new modern headquarters, which has remained functional and open throughout this pandemic. Now, we've had a group of volunteers who are dedicated and work around the clock. And I have personally dedicated over 80 hours a week to this work, all because I care about our community and I believe in the values of the Democratic Party. I am excited to announce that I have been endorsed by over 100 precinct chairs. Practically every member of the Bexar County delegation, including Nelson Wolf, State Senator Jose Menendez, Representative Ina Mijares, Representative Diego Bernal, Representative Ray Lopez, and Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, just to name a few. I've also been endorsed by numerous Democratic clubs like Stonewall Democrats and Northeast Democrats. I've also been endorsed by community leaders such as Bob Como, who is one of our union leaders here in Bexar County, Madeline Dewar, Ernest Martinez. And I'm also extremely honored to have been selected by the Texas Democratic Party as their national delegate to the Milwaukee Convention because of my strong leadership in the party and the work that I have been spearheading to turn Texas blue.
All right, that's 2 minutes. Now let's go to the challenger, Grace Rose Gonzalez, a candidate for the chair for Bexar County Democratic Party. And you now have 2 minutes.
Thank you. I would like to thank you for having me on the show, and I'm a long supporter of Texas Public Radio. So I am Grace Rose Gonzalez. I was born in San Antonio, grew up in the Jefferson neighborhood, graduated from Jefferson High School, started architecture at SAC, and then graduated from the University of Houston in environmental design. I moved to New York, and worked on multi-million dollar projects in design and build construction. And returned to San Antonio and opened my company, which right now we're doing some renovations to the historical portions of Thomas Jefferson High School, my alma mater. My father was a colonel, a retired colonel with two Bronze Stars. My mother, a RN, who started the immunizations and prenatal for the city of San Antonio. And my grandmother had two businesses on the west side, the Radiant Rose Flower Shop and also a grocery store with food to go. All three of them really were major in my life because they showed me what it is to be a pillar in the community. I am interested in being and wanting to be the Democratic chair because I saw the disenfranchisement. And having served on many boards and commissions, I know what leadership means. And leadership means to listen. Most of the time, it's listening and following the rules. So the chaos that has ensued is very, very detrimental to us taking back the White House. The main thing that we need to do is to make sure that Donald Trump does not get reelected. And so because of that, I really became very, very interested. And many people actually approached me saying, can you come and hear and listen and see what's going on? And so I was actually asked by quite a lot of the precinct chairs, and hundreds of the precinct chairs, at least 100, also endorsed me. Is that the ding?
That's the ding. All right. So Grace Rose Gonzalez, thank you for that. Now we're going to go to our questions, and you have the first question. So let me ask you, let's go to a caller, and Robert will be asking you this. Robert, go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for the two participants. Look, we know that the House is broken here in the Democratic Party. And my concern as a lifelong Democrat, I'm 67, is how is this going to be corrected? Because a broken house is not a good home. And we're not going to accomplish our goals if this continues. There's been lawsuits. There's a rumor, and it's not more. It's more than a rumor. There's two parties in the Democratic Party. So how are we going to correct that, and why do we have a broken leadership?
Okay. Robert, thank you for the question. Now, Grace Rose Gonzalez, you go first, and you have 2 minutes.
Well, again, that was how I ended what I was saying, was that, yes, I experienced the fact that there is two parties. I experienced the fact that there has been two lawsuits. And the first lawsuit, in fact, many of the precinct chairs were reinstated. And the reason why they were reinstated is because the Democratic Party rules were not followed. In purging them, if you will, they didn't follow the rules, and the second time is the same thing. In the rules, it says what you have to do. And so for me, going back to the rules is actually most paramount because people understand then what's going on. I'm the president of my neighborhood association. We have bylaws. I can't go in there as a president and remove half of the assembly and then replace two of the treasurer and the secretary. There's a term limit, right? There's a term, a nominating committee, and all of the rest of it, and those things need to be followed. And that's not what was followed at all by the party. Well, actually, by Monica. So I think that the incumbent has to understand that that really created the schism and the chaos because some of the people that were removed, it was ad hoc, and they were actually reinstated. And the second group, they were elected into their offices. So, I mean, that's why we have this division. So following the rules, bringing a sense of safe space is what we need to do. Right now, the onslaught of disinformation that we've sustained over a long period of time has created this animosity, and that's what we have to overcome. And the only way we can overcome that is by having a meeting that's together, and trust has to be reinstated with all of us working together.
All right, now we have 2 minutes for the question. And again, the question is, how are you going to bring healing to the party? How will you reunite the party? Let's go to Monica Alcantara, the incumbent chair of the Bexar County Democratic Party, for your 2 minutes answer.
Great, thank you. First, I just want to say that the House, our Democratic Party House, is not broken. We are strong, we are vibrant, and we are working extremely hard. Now, when they talk about, when Grace Rose mentions many times about me breaking the rules, I will tell everyone that's out there that is not the case. These are lies that are being spread. Because in order to be a member of a precinct chair, most of the precinct chairs have to reside within the precinct. So in the lawsuit, we were able to show that the majorities that had been placed in the precinct were not proper residents of those particular precincts. I had to go down to the elections department, pick up certified copies of their voter registrations, and we were able to show in court that that was not true. We did reinstate some members out of good faith so that we could move the party forward. Now, my opponent went to a meeting that
So I just wanted to stop you real quick. Just focus on yourself. Let's not get into a casting your opponent one way or the other.
Right.
So just tell me how you're going to heal the party.
So we are already working on healing the party. We have many members of precinct chairs. We have over 350 precinct chairs. Many of those are from the fraction party, which stemmed off and have come back. And we're working together. And so everybody is welcome. As long as all precinct chairs understand that there are state laws, we have worked to move this party forward, and we've done so.
All right. Let's go now to another caller, and this is Richard. And Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Richard Gonzalez. Let me take you off the speakerphone. My question has to do with the will of the CEC. This applies to both Monica and Grace. I'm Richard Gonzalez with the Texas Democratic Party. What happened 2 years ago?
Ask your question.
Okay. Well, the proposals were presented to the CEC. They were approved. So the question is, going forward, would you abide by the will of the CEC in any future actions that are put before you as chair?
Okay. All right. And so, Monica Alcantara, you have 2 minutes. You're the incumbent, Bexar County Democratic Party chair. 2 minutes to answer that question.
We have been working alongside all of our presenters, along with, proposals and resolutions and moving forward. So that has not really been an issue. We are working together. Our meetings for the last few months have been without flaw, have been in unison and united. And so, yes, we will continue working in that same process.
And Grace Rose Gonzalez, challenger for Bexar County Democratic Party chair, and can you answer the question?
Well, I said that, I would follow the Democratic Party rules, and absolutely there are the requirements. If you are to remove a precinct chair, you have to send them a certified letter in 10 days for them to respond. And some of the people, life happens, right? Life happens. And, the rules, sometimes we have to review. For instance, some people may have gone through a divorce, which happened. And some people may have to move out of their house and go take care of their mother, that happens. And so, those kinds of things we have to be a compassionate Democratic Party. We have to be compassionate in reviewing what exactly is going on in life. Because, again, they are volunteers. And they're elected volunteers. And some of them have been doing this for decades. And so that respect needs to be given. And without that kind of respect, we can't have unity. And as someone who has served on the Zoning Commission that listened to 7 hours to people, 3 minutes each, on the things that mattered to them, it's called respect to listen. And to be willing to work with them. Negotiations in zoning, negotiations in the arts. I chaired the Cultural Arts Board, and I got the public art ordinance passed. And I worked on petitions and thousands of people coming together. And yes, there had to be tweaking, and yes, there were different ways of thinking of. But at the end of the day, we got it done, and San Antonio is better for it. And I will give credit to the board that I was with and all of the people that I worked with, because it made an amazing difference for San Antonio. On the Port Authority, I held back contracts because I felt that debundling the contracts was important so small business could get part of those contracts through a RFQ process, even though some of the people felt it was wrong. But what is good for the people? What is good for the and to unite everyone? Anyway, thank you.
All right, another question. This is from an email from a listener. And what will you do to identify potential Democratic voters and get them to vote in November? What will you do to educate voters, and what tools will you provide? And that question goes first to Grace Rose Gonzalez.
Okay, well, one of the biggest things that I think that the Democratic Party doesn't work enough on is getting out the platform. What is the Democratic Party platform? I served on the platform committee just this last convention, and many of the things that are talked about in terms of inequity are inside our platform. So, you know, there we are carrying the banner, and we have all of these volunteers, and all we have to do is make sure that all of these other people understand what is the banner that we're carrying and join us and strengthen it, because it's about numbers. Again, when I got that cultural arts board and I got all those people together and we got the public art ordinance through, it was against all odds, I will tell you that. So we have to do the same thing in getting Donald Trump out. I mean, against all odds, that means that we will grow our party. We will get the platform out. We will go into the neighborhoods. I'm part of Tier 1 Neighborhood Association, 58 neighborhoods inside the 410, and all of them are willing to work on these kinds of like-minded, like issues, and that's what we need to do. You know, the propaganda out there is designed to frighten us. And the only way we're going to come together is to understand that the Democratic Party is a safe space. And the only way that's going to happen is if we follow the rules and we let them understand that we are not chaos. And that's what I will do.
All right. Now let's go to the incumbent, Monica Alcantara, as for the Bexar County Democratic Chair. So what would you do to identify potential Democratic voters, get them to vote in November? What will you do to educate voters, and what tools will you provide?
Okay, great. Well, thank you. So, yes, we have been working on that for the last 2 years. We worked through our van system. We have isolated voters who came out for the first for President Obama and then have not come back out again. And we have been working really hard to hit the voters that were extremely excited for President Obama and wanting to engage with them and make sure that they understand that, yes, we have to get Donald Trump out of office. So we have been working through our van system. But most importantly, we have already been working for the last 2 years in clusters alongside several Democratic clubs like Vote Democrat and Turn Texas Blue. So there are many clubs that are out there which we are working together and with a solid plan. What we have done with the clustered is for every single precinct out there that it does not have representation, we have clustered them with leaders. So for example, you may have one precinct and unfortunately the five or so precincts around them does not have a representative or does not have a leader. So we have isolated those, and we have worked in groups to ensure that they have representation, that we are getting out to the doors, that we are knocking. We have started a digital campaign. So we are already working at the Bexar County Democratic Party, calling, phone banking, texting, making sure that we're hitting those voters that maybe have registered but have not actually exercised their right to vote. So that's extremely important. I can't tell you how many voters that we have that are registered but have not actually used or exercised their right. And so those are the voters that we are targeting, making sure that we get them to the polls. And we are doing that in many forms.
All right. And so let's go to a voicemail question. And this is from Cynthia.
Hello, this is Cynthia on the north side of San Antonio. The Democratic clubs in San Antonio are very strong. They do a great deal of work in getting candidates elected. I'd like to ask this of both candidates for county chair. What is your relationship like with the local clubs? That is, Northwest Democrats, Northeast, Stonewall, Democratic Women. Please let us know. Thanks.
All right. And Monica Alcantara, you have 2 minutes for that answer.
So my relationship with the clubs, the Democratic clubs, is very strong. I have been working alongside the Democratic Women, the Northeast, the Northwest, Stonewall, Blue Action Dems, the Bexar Tejano Democrats, and various other organizations. Also, I'm working alongside the rural county area Democrats to ensure that we can also pull in Democrats from the rural area so we don't lose a seat like we did to Pete Flores. So we have engaged the rural county chairs as well.
Now let's go to Grace Rose Gonzalez. You have 2 minutes to answer the question of your relationship, or how do you want to, you envision a relationship if you're elected chair with these other clubs?
Okay. Yes, I have gone to the Northeast Democrat Forum. Unfortunately, it got out of control, and I couldn't answer my questions, and they did not moderate the people that were yelling at me. So it wasn't a very good experience. But, you know, I feel I've gone to the West Side and to the South Side and to Way Out and Bronze Station, and all of those Democrats are really great. I've also worked with the NAACP. I would bring in AARP, as well as, you know, I've worked with the Asian Chamber, Fair Contracting Coalition, and all of these are, you know, have Democrats within them, the San Antonio Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And so, you know, we need to also bring in entities like Sierra Club that will fill parts of our platform committee. I'd like to make it broader and the umbrella get bigger so that we get top. And in fact, there's a new group that I just met with that is working on the San Antonio Coalition for Police Reform. They met at the Cesar Chavez Civil Rights Center. And that one is containing Black Lives Matter, Brown Berets, and it is a unified voice that they're working together to work towards that reform. So I believe that the Democratic Party chair needs to start building a federation. And it's a federation that has LGBTQ and everyone together working like-minded off of our platform. Thank you.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. You're listening to a candidate forum with the two runoff candidates for the Bexar County Democratic Party chair. Election day is July 14th. Early voting begins on June 29th. You can call in with a question. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We ask that the questions be open so that there's something that each candidate can answer. No personal attacks and no speechifying. And so we want to have a fair and civil forum that we get to hear both candidates what their vision is for the Bexar County Democratic Party. So to that question, and I'm going to go first to Grace Rose Gonzalez. Before Monica Alcantara was the chair, we had Manuel Medina was the chair. Some people, can you sort of compare and contrast how the party was under Manuel Medina under how it is presently under Monica Alcantara?
I really haven't worked with Monica, and nor have I worked with Manuel. I have only heard, I've seen what, you know, and experienced the things with Monica. But I really never did work with Manuel. I did understand that, you know, he was very open as far as I could see. He was out in the public, and but I don't have really any working working experience with either of them. It's more, I guess, I can talk about style. I don't know, but the reality is that. As I understand it, the Democratic Party has had this kind of problem since they said Dan Ramos, and, you know, people have talked about how bad it's been since forever, and people have said to me, why would I want to step into something like this? Because it's always had a tumultuous history. But I believe right now, right here, right now, we have to get beyond that. We have a monster in the White House. And we have to keep our eye on the prize. Never before have we had an onslaught that comes at us the way we have. The propaganda, again, has been designed to make us scared. The propaganda has made us scared so we don't go vote. And so, again, creating a safe space is what I would do for the Democratic Party. And it would be an umbrella with a, that would create a federation, and we would go out to community as a neighborhood leader, again, president of my neighborhood association, part of Tier 1 neighborhoods. We'll go deep out there into the neighborhoods. But as far as I am concerned, I don't think that we can write history unless we do something new.
All right, now let's go to the incumbent chair of the Bexar County Democratic Party, Monica Alcantara. Can you compare and contrast how things were under your previous chairperson, Manuel Medina, and how you have run things over the last 2 years?
Okay, yes. Well, under when I took office, I wanted to ensure that we were doing things completely different. I wanted to ensure that we were transparent with our finances. I wanted to ensure that we were not betting one Democratic candidate over another. And we wanted to ensure that we had a fair playing ground for all candidates. It was not going to be a play-to-play system. And so what I can tell you is what we have done is just that. We came in and ensured that we all worked together as a team. We worked with our candidates, ensured we had great Democratic candidates. And we were not going to put one Democratic candidate against another. And we have not done so. Also, financially, we are strong and we are secure, which that was not the case with the former chair. I was always raised and taught that if you see something, you say something. And so I taught my children that. And in doing so and coming into the party, there were some things that were not above the table, and so I said something. And so I'm here to tell you that I need to do that again because that's what I believe in. And right now, if we do not keep the party moving in the direction that we are moving with being transparent and open to everyone, we are going to step back another 6 years. And so we need to ensure that that does not occur. And I will tell you that we have also created a coalition where we are working deep within the community. The NAACP will be in our headquarters phone banking. We are also working with the chambers, and we are working with homeowners associations throughout Bexar County. So we have already formed a very solid coalition throughout the city.
All right. I have an email. This, and you have the opportunity to answer this first, Monica Alcantara. The email is, a lot of money flows through a political party on the local level. Have you been sued for unpaid and contractual financial obligations? If found guilty, have you satisfied those judgments? So, and you have 2 minutes.
So, no, I have not. And I believe this is, I believe I know where this question is going, unfortunately. I believe it's in regard to a LIFT fund judgment in regards to Grace Rose.
But it's not so, you. Okay, wait. We're talking about you. Okay, Monica.
No, it's not me.
Okay, so.
It's not me.
Okay, great. All right. Now let's go to Grace Rose Gonzalez, candidate for the chair of the Bexar County Democratic Party. Can you answer the email, a lot of money flows through the political party on a local level, and we've seen some problems in the past with the Bexar County Democratic Party. Have you ever been sued for unpaid contractual financial obligations, and if found guilty, have you satisfied those judgments?
I do not have a judgment against me with LIFT Fund. We did a settlement agreement. And yes, I'm paying it, and that's how it goes, because as a small business owner, sometimes you run into hard times. This was from 2008 when, you know, we had a downturn. But I do want to reference that they have put out things, and I do not go into attacking Monica, but they have put out things like going into my juvenile record. They have tried to go into other things. They've tried to contact my ex-husband. They've tried to do things that are actually outrageous. And those are the things that I saw that they did at the courtroom. They stood outside when I walked out as a plaintiff, and 8 of her people with her, all women, were yelling at me, saying, "We're going after you. We're going to find things out about you." And that's just, that is splitting the Democratic Party. That is exactly the things that happened at Northeast Democrats. That's the things that they've, you know, that has caused this division. They've accused people of things that are not true. And this divisiveness and the onslaught of disinformation has created a schism that is very, very difficult, okay. to overcome.
All right. I need to give Monica an opportunity to respond to that. Monica Alcantara, yes. are those you're going to have 30 seconds, so make it quick. And don't make any other allegations because this could go on all day. Is that true?
Right. No, it is not true. Many of the things that Grace Rose just stated is not true. It's a lie.
Okay. Okay. Let's not go any further than that. All right. Because we want to talk about issues, not about personal things. All right. So moving forward, let's talk about issues. We have a COVID-19 right here in our atmosphere, spreading among people. It can be disruptive during the election, and people are calling for more mail-in voting. We know that anyone 65 and older, anyone disabled, can qualify for a mail-in ballot, so they don't have to go to the polls. So, Grace Rose Gonzalez, where do you feel that where should our energy be going in to try and have a safe and secure election with the pandemic?
Well, they've gone after, like you said, a universal ballot. You know, I think that's on the platform committee, and we did put it on the platform to go to try to get that done. But today, right now, it doesn't appear that we're going to be able to not have actual voting at the polls. I think they're not, you know, we're doing mail-in ballot as much as possible. We're pushing that on all the platforms. We're pushing that on Facebook and websites and things like that, and letting everyone know that mail-in ballot is the way to go. If you have a compromised immune system in any way, you know, which is can be diabetes, can be, you know, anything that you have, you can request one. Even if you're going to have, if you feel like you're going to have a difficult pregnancy, you can ask for one. So it doesn't define what you know. Our mail-in ballot situation, as Jackie Callinan had presented to Commissioner's Court, you don't have to write in and define what your immune system, disadvantages. You can just request one, but you know that things that you have should be covered, whether it's a physical disability or something with, you know, organs or whatever it is, it can be covered. I feel that we should be working with our elected officials to get that changed at the state level, and that you know, we will always be facing something like this at this point, and we should have it. Other cities and other states have this. This should be a non-issue. And in fact, there's 18 and 20-year-olds that do have a lawsuit because they say only people that get mail-in ballots over 65 or with disadvantage, that is a discrimination to them being young.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that answer, Grace Rose Gonzalez. Now, the same question goes to Monica Alcantara, incumbent chair for the Bexar County Democratic Party. What sort of communication tools are you going to use? How are you going to let people know what their options are? I do want to make one little point of clarification from Grace Rose Gonzalez. There will be in-person voting. I know it sounded a little confusing there, and I'm just trying to clarify. I'm sure she knows this as well. There will be in-person voting on Election Day. They're just trying to provide options for individuals. So, Monica Alcantara, can you talk about what needs to happen? What do you want to see happening with mail-in voting?
So, pretty much, I will say that Grace Rose did touch on a lot of what I was going to say, but I will tell you that we are working extremely hard to ensure that those that can vote or feel that they need to vote by mail-in ballot do so. So we have already been working through the party alongside the Texas Democratic Party and working with our legislators and our commissioners to ensure that that message is out there. And so that is being done as we speak. And we will continue into the general taking those same steps. But we are also sitting down right now with our legislators and with a few of the commissioners, Commissioner Rodriguez and a few others, on what we need to do and how we keep pushing for a change. And so I feel that here in the near future that you're going to see a possible change, but we're not going to stop until it happens. But right now, what I will tell everyone out there is that I have spoken with the Elections Department. Jackie Callen is doing a great job, and they are going to be taking steps at the polls to ensure your safety. So when you arrive, there will be the 6 feet distance. They will be cleaning off all of the machines. They've even discussed when you present your identification, instead of having one of the clerks actually take your information and write everything down for you, you would have the ability to do it yourself. So steps are being taken to ensure your safety. And so I want everyone to feel very comfortable knowing that come this election cycle and as we move into the general, that everyone's health is at the forefront. So,
all right, let's go to a caller question, and let's get Andres on the air. Andres, thanks for holding on, and you're now you have the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Hi. What has been your involvement with the Democratic prior you're announcing your run for chair?
All right. So first up, Monica Alcantara, you've been the chair now for 2 years. Can you talk about what was your role before then?
Okay. So prior to becoming the chair, I have worked with many candidates as a volunteer. So I was that person that would help phone bank, block walk. I was involved. I may not have been involved directly with the Democratic Party under the leadership of the former chair, but I was involved in the background. And I was involved trying to ensure that we had great Democrats elected and supporting them throughout.
And now the same question goes to the challenger for the chair of the Bexar County Democratic Party, Grace Rose Gonzalez. What has your role been in the Democratic Party politics prior to announcing your run?
Well, I have always worked with, because I was in District 7, really, with the candidates running for District 7 and District 1. So from Justin Rodriguez, Mayor Garza, when he ran for District 7, I was part of his kitchen cabinet and was with him through his being a mayor. Justin, I was on his kitchen cabinet as well and helped him, as well as Castro, Mayor Castro. I worked with him in getting, on his campaign. I was part of his finance committee and helped him. I also worked with Ron Nuremberg and on his last go. And I supported Robert Trevino. I've worked with him on the IDZ, the infill development zone classification, as I was on the zoning commission. And so I've always had a very good relationship with the leadership in the Democratic Party, as well as, of course, presidential runs when they come into town. Sometimes I would be invited to some of those things, which was, I got to meet Obama and I got to meet Clinton. and supporting them. But, I've always been involved in the Democratic Party, to tell you the truth. And when you look up my voting record, it goes back all the way to, the 90s, they say, that I've voted Democrat my whole life. And it's true. My father was a Democrat, my mother was a Democrat, and I'm a Democrat. And I'm loyal to this party.
And let me ask you then, and it's a question for both of you candidates, what does it mean to be a Democrat, Grace Rose Gonzalez?
Well, for me, it means that, equity and justice are very important. This time of inequity, where the light has shone on how inequitable things are, I think that now more than ever we have to step up to the plate. Immigration reform, it has been something that, everyone has been carrying, and I appreciate Mayor Castro or Secretary Castro for and also Congressman Castro going down to the border. We haven't made a big headway, but immigration reform, health care for all, you know, the democracy, the health of our democracy and voting rights and fair elections is very important to me. I would like to see that we recognize Election Day as a state and federal holiday so that people can actually just go and exercise their right to vote and not squeeze it in. So, you know, those are the things that have been held to me, and when I speak of the Democratic Party, that's what I think of. I think that we're going to be facing the situation with police reform, and it has been really heavy in everyone's heart to see how these contracts have been written so that even, you know, McManus can't remove bad policemen, and then they're reinstated. Those things, you know, we should have leadership that can respond to some of this stuff, and we don't have it right now. So I think the Democratic Party it's a critical point because, again, we have to focus on the fact that Trump has annihilated EPA, has annihilated a lot of, you know, the things that we have held strongly to our hearts. Thank you.
Monica Alcantara, incumbent chair for the Bexar County Democratic Party. Can you give us 2 minutes and explain what does it mean to be a Democrat? What are the values?
Well, for me, being a Democrat, I tease and I tell everyone that I feel that I live that Democratic, I live that Democratic life. I'm a Democrat through and through. Meaning that, you know, in my household and in my family, every day we're dealing with, you know, the immigration. There are those in my family that are fighting for their right to be a citizen. You know, I have a daughter who is fighting for her equal rights and justice as LGBTQ member. I have, you know, those in our family that are also working to help and fight the issue in regards to our veterans. You know, my dad was a veteran, and, you know, right now with him, every step of the way, I'm helping him fight for his rights. Alongside members of my family who are also in law enforcement, and then those that are, you know, fighting and to ensure that, you know, there is police reform. So when I tell everyone, my goodness, if you look at my family, we are a Democrat family through and through, and we're fighting for those rights and for equality and for the values that the Democratic Party platform stand on, you know, all the way through. So, you know, I also want to ensure that we see some of these things come to pass. I am concerned with what we're seeing right now. And the most important thing that we're seeing right now is that we need to fight as hard as we can, because there is never a time that we needed to get this Republican president out of office. And so, because everything that he stands for is against all of our beliefs and is just extremely harmful to us.
All right. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're having a candidate forum with the Bexar County Democratic Party chair candidates. We have the incumbent with us, Monica Alcantara, and also challenger Grace Rose Gonzalez. And we have your questions, numbers 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And we will be reaching out to the Republican Party chair candidate forum as well. We'll be talking to that runoff candidates as well. Let's go now to one of our callers and with Sarah. And Sarah, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I've been listening to your radio show, and I'm a little concerned because I would like to know, as a voter, how are Bexar County voters feeling compelled and convinced that either one is the correct one, the correct individual to vote for? So that's what I would like for someone to explain to me and to the voters. What compels me as a voter to reach out and vote for either one of you?
All right, Sarah, thank you for that. So Monica Alcantara, you're up first with the answer to that question.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Well, I believe that I have a proven track record. I have, for the last 2 years, been able to show the Democrats in Bexar County that I have been able to take a party that was not transparent with their finances and so on and so forth, and really work to make sure that we have the trust that's back in the party. I've worked alongside all of our Democratic leaders in Bexar County, and this is the first time that they feel secure and confident that, one, they can trust in the finances, but two, they can trust that they're not going to have somebody run against them. And also, I have been entrusted with a party to show that I can lead the way during a coordinated campaign effort and ensure that we're successful. So right now, during the midst of us walking into a presidential campaign, to choose somebody that you have no idea where they stand or where who they're aligned with would be detrimental to the success of our presidential election here in Bexar County.
And now the same question to Grace Rose Gonzalez.
In this last election, there were four candidates, and two of the other candidates that did not make the runoff, and in fact, they are supporting me. So we make, our election together made up, about 75% of the voters. So that really is the resounding reason. And the resounding reason is the majority did not vote for Monica, and the reason was because of all of this chaos. We need to have a Democratic Party of compassion, and that it is a safe space when somebody comes in to share their values, and that we know that all of our values are shared together, that we look at our platform and we pull out the things that you only eat an elephant, one bite at a time, and the platform's huge, right? So we start pulling things out and making measured advances. We turn to the White House and bring it back into our fold. We take out that guy who's a tyrant and change, the narrative completely for our country. From the macro to the micro, we've experienced nothing but disinformation when I'm saying from the national to the local level. So, and it's been sustained over a long period of time where people have said things about other people, and whether it's at the macro level, micro level, and so we're confused and we say, well, what does this mean and where do I fit in and how do I know the truth? Well, the truth of the matter is there were four candidates and three got most of the vote. They did not go behind Monica, and the other two are supporting me. So that is, in fact, the majority of Bexar County. Thank you.
Now, we're running close on time, so this answer, I only have about a minute to get an answer for this question. Grace Rose Gonzalez, Bexar County, pretty much a solid blue county, but we're surrounded by red counties like Medina County, Wilson County, Atascosa County. Is there some sort of ability or reach out that the Bexar County Democratic Party can be doing to surrounding counties to try to build up those Democratic parties?
Well, yes, in working with or other organizations that are statewide, like Tejano Democrats, right? Tejano Democrats is out in all the other counties. They're out in El Paso and Dallas and Hays County. They're everywhere. By using, and working with, a federation of those kinds of statewide Democratic parties, we can go and work with them, right? Find like-minded Democrats and Democrats willing to come out and run for office, because quite frankly, as a design professional, this was not on my bucket list. It was sort of, well, it's needed to do. We need to do this, Grace, and you can do it because you have the skills. So that's what we have to go out and bring in other people that have skills like that.
All right, let's go to Monica Alcantara, incumbent chair for Bexar County Democratic Party. What can be done to build up the Democratic parties in surrounding counties?
Well, I will let you know that I have pulled together. I called in the chairs from the surrounding counties. We have had a meeting. We've had a sit down. We're providing them with whatever resources they need. They were extremely grateful. And we are getting ready to gear up. We have a second meeting with all of the county chairs and the surrounding areas. And we're working alongside there is a new group in town. It's called the Rural Action Network, or the Rural County Chairs Association. So there's a group that's out there, and I have a representative from the Bexar County Democratic Party, Mr. Brett Townsend, who sits in that Rural County Association, so that we are all engaged and that we are all working together. Because I understand it's not just the Bexar County that needs to be to win and be successful. It's also going to be the surrounding counties that are going to make a difference.
All right. So we've reached the end of our questions and answers, and now we have time for a one-minute closing statement. And first we'll go with Monica Alcantara, and then Grace Rose Gonzalez will have the last minute to close the program out. So Monica Alcantara, you have 1 minute to make your final pitch.
Well, thank you, Dave, for having me on the show, and I want to thank all of the listeners. You know, I'd like to just say, you know, we've worked really hard in the last 2 years, and we have done amazing things with the party, and our party is strong. We have grown our party by leaps and bounds, and I have already begun the work of our coordinated efforts for November. I have already been working with our electeds and our Texas Democratic Party and our Democratic Club with our plan on how we're marching forward to ensure that we're successful in November. And to change the county leadership mid-stride with less than 3 months in this historical and extremely important election puts the party at risk. So reelecting me as your county chair is the ticket to success. So I will respectfully ask for your vote. I will ask that you please go to electmonica.com, and I will let you know that, you know, I have put in a great team, so you're going to be extremely proud of the work that is you're going to see.
All right, and now let's go for the final closing statement from Grace Rose Gonzalez, the challenger for the chair for the Bexar County Democratic Party. And Grace Rose Gonzalez, the time is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to us and trying to decipher what to do. I will humbly ask for your vote. Again, there were four candidates, and two of the other, you know, I'm in the runoff, and the two other candidates are behind me, and they agree that, you know, right now the leadership is incorrect. We need, again, to have a compassionate Democratic Party. We have to have a party that follows the rules, that doesn't decide who is in and who is out, and dismisses people that have been working with the party for decades. It's just absolutely ludicrous that this went on and that we had to go to court twice. There are 254 counties in Texas, and in the 254 counties, none of them collectively ever removed the amount of precinct chairs that we did last year.
We're out of time. Grace Rose Gonzalez, Monica Alcantara, they're the candidates for Bexar County Democratic Party, and Election Day is July 14th. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies, produced by Kim Johnson and Dallas Williams, with production assistance provided by me, Ruben Garcia. Dan Katz is TPR's news director. Support for The Source comes from contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.